This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Do you guys think Jamie Benn is gone from the Dallas Stars? And if so, who would take the captain spot after that? By the way, quick side note, George Pickens put on social media, and they were like, oh, they wanted to get rid of you. And he goes, I forced it, buddy. They were gladly keeping me. Have a nice day and a blessed one, my guy. And then he deleted the comment because he doesn't understand how social media works maybe either.
Do you think he was right?
No.
You don't think that he wanted out of there?
I'm not saying he forced it. I don't think he forced his way out.
You think this is his side of the story?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, and both could be true, right? Yeah. I think he wanted out. I think the team wanted to get rid of him.
They shook hands and found themselves a place.
Let's figure this
and
out together.
Two times this offseason, the Cowboys were the destination in a trade where it seemed like the person that was traded was not happy where they were. The desire to be right on social media is a desire you should not give in.
Yeah.
Because what it ultimately ends up happening is you get into an argument with an idiot. And what do we say about arguing with idiots, Kevin? They'll bring you down to their level with ignorance.
Yeah.
And beat you over the head with it.
True.
So don't argue with idiots is what I always say.
Okay.
Have conversations with friends.
Oh, I like that. That was nice. All right. So go ahead. Let's hear a happy memory. Go ahead and give me cut number 10 so we can showcase some of the awesomeness of Jamie Benn.
Benn out of the bumper to Harley. Wrist shot. Score! Power play goal. Dallas, we are tied.
Ooh, I don't like it. Too bad. Except for eventually for Edmonton. Now, let's go to Jamie Benn. I believe his contract is now up with the Dallas Stars, but by all indications, he wants to be back. Go ahead and give me cut number 18. I'm guessing this isn't going to be a long answer from Jamie Benn.
You know, I don't see myself going anywhere else. This is all I know. So hopefully we can get something figured out and then I don't have to answer these questions.
So fair. So Jamie Benn finishing up an 8-year, what I think was proven to show a poor $76 million contract. Now, if you want to start sending in like how amazing he was in the locker room and everything like that, like right on. I'm not disputing that, but you paid him at the top end of NHL players. And there is no question that for a bulk of that run, Jamie Benn did not play as a top end player.
Jim Neal's been here since 2013, so he gets that.
Yes,
correct? Like
correct.
That's on him. And
the Sagan extension too.
That's like that is kind of looked at as an albatross at this point, right? I'm with Reetma. If you've listened to him on Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton show this morning, I'm right there with him. What is the thing that he has left?
Physicality.
Maybe. honestly. Leadership was what the C is, the captaincy is what he has.
Yeah.
And they said, but he's a leader. And he said, where was he whenever Rope got hit in the foot? Yep. And then they did it again.
Yep.
Where was he then? And maybe it was, he was like, I can't take these stupid penalties. Coach keeps telling me I can't go be the enforcer, whatever. That's the only thing that I think we have left with him. There was a time when he was 200-foot skater. He was the 200-foot player, dude. He was that guy. And you probably expected a continued upward trajectory of him for that matter. And it didn't seem to pan out. His contract's up.
Yep.
They do not have to bring him back.
Correct.
And at the age of 36 years old, I think it is time to tip your cap and say we appreciate you.
Agreed.
The player will want to continue playing for because he wants a cup.
And so can I tell you, that's one of my hesitations to bring him back, is if you were like, what if he would come back on like a 1 year, $2.5 million deal? Like, I hear you on that, but he's still going to take up 15 minutes of ice time. If you tell me that you're going to give him a vet minimum and he knows that he's going to go out there
8 minutes.
Yeah. Or maybe even less than that. Then I would be willing to listen to that. But that feels like that might not be what he wants. And it does feel like it would be somewhat disrespectful from the Stars if that's how they went through it without everybody being on the same page. If everybody is on the same page about all of this, then that kind of changes the dynamic. So let's assume then that he's out the door and Jamie Benn does not come back. Who takes the captain seat?
That's a good question.
Because it's to me,
Maverick Bork.
Okay. Maybe. It would not be Tyler Seguin because you're running into exact same thing. I get it. Leadership and everything like that. But if you run into a player who shows flashes of production, but is just not really one of the dudes anymore, I wouldn't do that. So I think there's a clear choice, and I think there are a couple of other choices if you want to potentially go a little bolder.
Ooh, you said a clear choice.
To me, there's a clear choice, and that is Miro. I think Miro is your clear choice, but let's go in a different direction. You want to be bold with it. The Stars say...
Dude, he's 25.
I know.
And he already has, the respect amongst the league. Like, just think about it. Everybody throughout the playoffs was talking about when Miro gets back.
Yeah.
Not just locally. They were talking about it nationally. And this dude's 25 years old, and when he stepped onto the ice, you knew it.
Yes.
You're like, oh, that's why. And the work that he puts in, the way he goes about it, I don't know his connection with his teammates, but it seemed pretty obvious that all of them couldn't wait for him to come back, and they were excited when he was.
Yeah. And because somebody did ask, and it's a fair question.
And Rantanen's here for a while.
Yes.
So a Finnish player being the captain could be a positive thing there, too.
And see, okay, that's an interesting point. I want to get back to that in just one second. But when you say loud enough, there can be the verbal person who's loud enough, obviously. But then what Corey said is when he got...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
on the ice, you knew it. And everybody knew it. Everybody could see it. By the way.
And Jamie Benn used to be that.
Sure.
Like there was a time, if you go back to watching Stars hockey, and I know that it never, again, didn't ultimately pan out ever with him. But we remember those times when we'd watch, we're like, oh yeah, we know Jamie Benn. When he steps on the ice, he's hitting, he's scoring, he's doing all these things because he was special at the time.
Unless they changed the rule in the last couple months, and if they did, I apologize for not knowing. Goalies are not allowed to be captains
or alternate captains. Do we need a rule for this?
I don't know. It's just what the NHL has in place. It's probably a rule from like 100 years ago that nobody ever changed.
Then you know what? Let's actually just put a C on an actual otter and just send that out on the ice as an honorary captain.
Sea otter. I get it. I get what you're doing there. Because multiple people were asking about Ottinger being the captain. Right. Unfortunately, right now, not just for the Stars, but for all NHL teams, I believe that's prohibited. Robertson was somebody that came up, but I feel like, not that you have to decide who's the captain based on what the people feel like, but it feels like enough people either think he's soft as a player or soft-spoken, and that wouldn't work.
I got a question about him.
Yeah?
What's his current contract?
I think he only has like a year left, maybe.
You think he's coming back? That's where I am. Okay.
But the fact that I would say it like that is probably indication.
That would be my question is, I don't know whether or not he's coming back. Do you want to put the C on somebody that could be gone the next year?
Fair. And that's why Miro, to me, makes sense.
He runs through 26, through 25, 26.
Okay, season. So he has 1 year left. Yeah. All right, here's the other one. And somebody brought this up as a text, so I want to read this. I appreciate this. Wyatt Johnston should at least get an A or future C consideration. So captain, alternate captain, usually you'll see more than one alternate captain. But
gonna make sense.
Yeah, going to throw this out there. Wyatt Johnston, he had a struggle of a playoffs. But the consensus from the Stars is, whether it's because of the money that they gave him or whether it's because of all the stuff you heard about him from the Stars organization in the playoffs, is they seem to believe in him a great deal. So Miro would be my most logical choice. Wyatt Johnston would be my bold choice. If they're like, no, 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 this is the next wave. You're going to lead the next wave. Here's the C for your jersey.
In 56 games played in the playoffs, he has 18 goals, 14 assists, 32 overall points at a minus 16.
And this playoffs crush that.
Those numbers, like 15, 18 goals is pretty good. Like that's in the playoffs, you're like, man, I'd like to see a little bit more production this year. Like you just said, was the reason.
Yeah. It's kind of a tale of two playoffs. If you look at this year last year.
And you know what? When I hear him talk, he does stand up in front of that room. Not necessarily the players, but he stands up in front of the media and says the right things.
Yeah.
He's learned from the best in Pavelski when it comes to that part of it. So I would be hopeful that now Pavelski never won a championship too. So maybe that wouldn't be good to have him as your captain. So, but he's got a lot of the great qualities at such a young age. 22 years old to be the captain would be a little, I would say Miro is the better one for me. Although Wyatt is clearly right there in the conversation. He's just a little young for me.
Would you consider Rantanen? And the only reason I ask consider is because he's new to this.
Everybody, yes, you're right. He's not a star.
In terms of a Dallas star, not a star in
Jamie Benn hockey. You drafted him. He was your guy. He's your guy. Pavelski, you know, those guys come into your system, but they're not your guys. And you kind of want that to be the thing. This is one that he started as this. He understands the organization, all of this stuff. And when this is, again, if Jamie Benn doesn't come back. If Jamie Benn does come back, does he still get the C? Do they just say, hey, we just keep it at that?
And that's part of the deal is I wonder, because he said he doesn't know anything else. He doesn't want to know anything else. I wonder, because there's that pride factor, and I'm sure he thinks he has earned it and deserved it. And I would argue, obviously, he has. But now, then my question would become, would he come back if you're like, but you're not going to be the captain
anymore? I don't know. Yeah, that would be a really weird thing there.
So if you just...
Rantanen makes sense because he's the best player on the ice for the team.
And I bet you could... I see, I might argue that with Miro, but that's just because Miko has these unbelievable highs that can't be touched, but also lows that are lower than Miro.
Yeah, I agree. Best real offensive player. Miro, sure. Miro's an offensive player, sure. as a great defensive player too.
And but, I see some people mentioning Hintz as well.
Well, and Ropé's name pops into my mind too. The fact that you have so many Finnish players on this team, yep. like that's a thing that makes sense. We talk about the Rangers, and it's sometimes a split clubhouse. And you have one leader for Latin players, one leader for the U.S.-born yep. players. And so you walk in, you can see the way the clubhouse is kind of set up, who's sitting next to who because of friendships. And so I do wonder how much the, you know, Rantanen's nationality along with a lot of these players matters. But again, you yeah. just named Ropé, Mir, all those yeah. guys are the same. So this is very, they have a lot of guys that could be.
So if there's a new
the guy
captain,
with the most star power is Miko.
Put your money on a Finnish player. Yeah, is that so. What you're, yeah. is that, okay.
Just go ahead and give all it to right. Granlund.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I'll take Ropé, though.
Actually, the interesting thing about Granlund, and maybe we'll dive into this all a little bit more tomorrow, he's one of their unrestricted free agents. Maverick Bork is restricted, but Ben, Duchesne, Dodonov, Granlund, CeCe, these are some of your more prominent unrestricted free agents that you're looking at for a team with not a ton of money in the off season.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.